Parshas Lech Lecha. The pasuk starts off, Vayomer Hashem al Avram, Hashem told to Avram, Lech Lecha, go out, Me'artzecha, from your land, Umimarlatcha, and from the place where you were born, Umibeis Avicha, from your father's house, El Oretz Asher Arecha, and to the land that I will show you. The pasuk doesn't say exactly to where, it just said to the place that I will show you. Rashi explains that Hashem didn't want to say the exact place, in other words, if he would have just known the place where to go to, the mitzvah would have been just to get to that place. So when he gets to the place, Teretz Yisrael, he's mekayim his mitzvah. But now that Hashem didn't say which place, he just said to go, like for every step that he's going, he's being mekayim a mitzvah, the mitzvah is just to go. Then the pasuk says, V'yescho l'goy godol, I will make you for a great person, V'yavarecho, I'll bless you, V'yagadlo, Shemecha, I'll make your name great, V'heye brocha, and it'll be a blessing for you. Like Rashi says, Ha'brocha is nesunas biyotcho, that now Hashem gave Avram Avinu the power to bless people. That means, ad achshav hoye biyodi. Up until now, the power to give brochas, to give blessings, was in the hands of Hashem. Beirachti l'odem v'noyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a brocha to Odem Rishin and to Noyach. U'meyachshav ato tevorech es asher tachbitz. And now you have the privilege to give a brocha to whoever you want. And then it goes on the posik, v'yavorcho mevorachecho u'mekalelcho o'or v'nivrucho v'cho kol mishmichois v'adoma. Your blessing will be a blessing, your curse will be a curse, and everybody will bless in your name. Like Rashi says, it means that Odom Oymel Lebenoi, a person would tell his son, Teik Avram, like you should be like Avram Avinu. That's the pshat, V'nivrucho v'cho kol mishmichois v'adoma. Everybody will give blessings that they should be like Avram Avinu. And then the Pasuk Dalet says, Vayelech Avraham kasha dibur elav Hashem. That Avram went the way Hashem told him. And the pshat from this Pasuk is, what's the chiddush? What is it telling us? That Avram Avinu went the way Hashem told him. And some want to learn that really it's a kasha. Like it's, we know this is the first nisoyin, the first test that Avram Avinu had. He had 10 nisyonis, and this is the first one. To leave his family, to leave his father's house, leave his place where he was born, and go to Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, what's such a great thing about this test? The Pasuk says, go, and you'll have a brocha there, you'll have a great name there. And like Rashi says, that even though usually when you're traveling, you lose three things, your mamay, the period of rivya, you don't have children, you lose your money, and you lose your name. And here the Pasuk is telling Avram Avinu, no. You should know by your traveling now, you're going to have children. You should know you're going to have money. And you know you're going to have a great name. So if so, Avram Avinu, by traveling, the Pasuk is saying you're going to become great. So what's the big chiddush? What's so great about this Nisoyin, the going, like Pshit Avram Avinu should leave his family, to become great, to get a big name, to have children, to have mamon, like what's so great about his going? Like the first Rashi says, Lech Lecha, Rashi says, Lahanos Cholotoy Voscho, go for your own benefit and for your own good. That Shomez Cholagoy Godel, there in Eretz Yisrael, will make you for a great nation. Kani Atozech Levonim, but if you're going to stay here, you're not going to have children. For Yoid, another Pshat Rashi says, Shoidia Tivacho Boilim. Like I'll make known your character throughout the world. So the question is, what's so great about Avram Avinu's Nisoyin? What was his great test to leave his home and to go to Eretz Yisrael? And they want answer, like it says in Pasuk Dalid, that Vayelech Avraham Kasha Dibur Elav Hashem, that the reason why Avraham Avinu went was not because he'll become great, not because he's going to have money, not because he's going to have children, but the only reason why he went was Kasha Dibur Elav Hashem. He went because that was the tzivu, that was the mitzvah, that was the commandment of Hashem. That's the only reason why he did it. He did the mitzvah because Hashem told him to do it. That was the great nisoyin. That was the great test. And really the Rabbeinu Bechaya brings down that by the last nisoyin of the Akedah, when Avram Avinu was tested, that Hashem said, take your son and bring him for sacrifice, the Pasuk also says over there a lashon of V'lech Lecho El Eretz HaMoria. So it says the same lashon, Lech Lecho, by the last nisoyin, the last test, like it says it by the first test. So he says, Kadei Lahashvois Achron Rishon, to make a comparison between the last one and the first one. And the pshat is like we're saying, it didn't make one difference to Avraham Avinu whether he was going to Eretz Yisrael to become great, to have children, to become rich, or whether he's going now to make the Akedah to sacrifice his own son. It didn't make one difference to him. He did both of them with the same ruts and the same thing in mind. I have one thing in mind. Hashem is telling me this is what I should do, and that's what I'm doing, whether it's for my good, whether it's a sacrifice of my son. That was the midah of Avraham Avinu. That's called an Av, that he listens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what Hashem told him, that's what he did for no other purpose. Now, Rabbeinu Bechai also explains that part of this mitzvah, this tzivui of Lech Lecha, was for the purpose that now where Avraham Avinu was, there were people, Molei, Avoid Oisek, and Avoid Zoro, they were Rishoyim, they were very bad people. So Hashem wanted Avraham Avinu to leave them and to go into Eretz Yisrael, where there are better type of people living there. And really there's a chazal, there's a medrash that says that Avraham Avinu was doima litzluche shel plaitin. He was doima to a jar full of perfume. That hanesunim beis hakvoros. That right now this jar is in the beis hakvoros. V'lo noida reicha, nobody smells it. Ma also, what do you have to do with it? Notlu v'tutaluhu mimkoima v'odiyah reich loylem. Move the jar around to places where people live, and everybody will smell the beautiful perfume from the glass. That's by Avraham Avinu, that right now he was in Urkastim, a place where there were Rishoyim, Oyved Avodah Zarah. They didn't appreciate Avraham Avinu. So Hashem told them, leave this place, go to Eretz Yisrael, that there, your hashpo, there people will smell you, and they'll have something from you, Avraham Avinu. And that's really what Rashi means, the second pshat, that Rashi says, in the Pasuk of Lech Lecha, Rashi says, V'yoid, Shoyodiyah Tivacha Boilam, I'll let known your character in the world. That means there's a purpose. Avraham Avinu's character will soon see. He was the first one to be like a ger, to be Megayah people. He was the first one to let people know that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu on the world, that people were Mamluch Hashem because of Avraham Avinu. His character was to influence people to do the Avodas Hashem. So right now Avraham was in Urkastim, a place where he couldn't do anything there. His teva was being wasted there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, move now and go into Eretz Yisrael, that there's the place where you'll be able to be mashpia, to influence the people there, to become an Oved Hashem, to be Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that could also maybe be pshat in this first posit, that the tzivui Hashem didn't tell him right away where to go. Because the purpose now was just Lech Lecha, leave the place where you are right now. And the pshat is, even though, like we spoke out last parasha of Noach, that Avraham Avinu was a bigger madrega than Noach, Noach was influenced by his generation, and Hashem had to help him. He couldn't influence a generation to become tzaddikim. Ma'ashenken, Avraham Avinu was a greater person. He was able to influence his generation to become good, and he was not influenced by them to become bad. So if he was not influenced from them, how come he had to move out of his place from Urkastim? Like, why did Hashem tell him to move away from the Ra? It didn't affect him at all. And that's what Rashi is saying now. The pshat is not only that he shouldn't be influenced, but he has a teva. Avraham Avinu's character, he's a great person. He has the character, he has the power to influence other people and to make them good. He has a teva that could be mashbi on people. Just in this land, he can't do it. The people here are too bad. Mashenkin, if we'll go to Eretz Yisrael there, he could use himself out. So there's another reason why people have to live in good places where there are other Jews, where there's a nice Jewish community there. Not only for the first reason that you should not be influenced from the Ra, from the bad, but secondly, every person has a light in him, has a power in him to influence, to help other people do good also. So you're wasting your power if you live in a place where there are not too many Jews around that you can't do it. Mashenkin, if you go to a place where you have other Jews there, that you could help them, you could be mashpir upon them, you're using out the power, the kerech that Hashem gave you. That's what we learn out from this sivoy of Lech Lecha, to leave this bad place, to go live in a better place, where Avraham Avinu could be mashpir and make the other people machzir l'tov. Then Pasuk Hey, it says, Vayikach Avraham mesara ishtoi v'yesloit ben ochiv v'yesko rechusham asher rechoshu. Avraham Avinu took his wife Sarai and Loit Ben Ochiv, and all the things that he owned. It says, V'yes ha-nefesh asher osu b'choron, and also the people that he made in Choron. Vayetsu, he went lelechas Arzo Canaan, he left to go to Eretz Canaan, Vayavoyu Arzo Canaan, and he came into Eretz Canaan, Eretz Israel. So first of all, the Chofetz Chaim makes the diuk here. It says clearly, Vayetsu lelechas Arzo Canaan, he left with intentions to go to Eretz Canaan, Vayavoyu when he got there. In other words, if a person has intentions, made up his mind, he wants to do something good, nothing really could stop him. If you made up your mind 100%, you want to do the mitzvah, you want to do it, you'll get there. There'll be siyata d'shamayim that you'll get there. It's vayetsu, he left to go there, and vayavo, he got there right away. Now, when the pasuk says, v'yesa nefesh esher also b'chorin, the person, the people that he made in Chorin, so Rashi brings down from the Medrash, it means asher osho b'chorin shehechnison tachas kantfei yashchina. In other words, Avraham Avinu was Megayer, made the Goyim like become like Jews. He brought them under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's influence. That Avraham Megayer es Hanoshim, Avraham made the men be realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he is. V'soro Megayer es Hanoshim. U'mal aleim akosta kilu asom. And the Pasuk makes it as if they themselves created them. Rashi says, "Upshuta shemikra." The pashup shaf from the pasuk is though, "Avodim u'shvoche shakonu lehem." It means that the slaves and maids that they bought for themselves. But the first pshat is that they were megayir, that Avraham Avinu was megayir. The men made them realize who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And really, there's a chazal, the Gemara in Chagiga and Av Gimel says that Avraham tchila legerim. Avraham himself was like the first ger; he was the first one to be megayir. So. I saw in the Or Gedaliah Yeshua Zatzal explains, it doesn't mean to say as history a fact that Avraham was the first ger, like my nafkimina. What it means to say is, what was the power, what was the chiddush of Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu, his tremendous chiddush, his being the first Av, the first father that we have, was this power to uproot yourself from your shroshim, from your father, from the family you were from before, to make yourself into somebody new, which that really is what a ger is. You are born by a goy, you have goyish blood in you, and you're uprooting yourself now to become a Jew. That's what Avraham Avinu was. He was born to Terach, he was brought up there, there was Beis Avodah Zarah all around him. And he, with his own power, he was Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he like uprooted himself from his father's house, from the ways he was taught, from the Avodah Zarah, to be Makir, to realize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that Hashem created the world, and it's very easy to understand this, and because of this, he was the first Av, but that was his power. Avraham Avinu's power, Tchilu Legeri, means he created this new act of a person uprooting himself from what he was before to make himself into something new. And once Avraham Avinu did it, he put the power in the world that it's possible for other people now also to do this. And Avraham Avinu, the Gemara talks about it, that he was Makir, he realized HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And really, the Rabbi Chanan talks about this, that we know there's a mitzvah HaTorah to have Amun in Hashem. We're supposed to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's the one that created the world. So the question he asks is, how could you have a mitzvah to believe, like either you believe or you don't believe? That there could be a mitzvah, a commandment to do things. You have to do it, do the mitzvah. Put on tefillin, put on tzitzis, do the mitzvahs. So there's a tzivu to do is an action. Do what you do, get tzchar. You don't do it, you get a punishment. You're not doing what Hashem wants. But how could there be a mitzvah to believe in something where belief is a fact? Either you have belief or you don't have belief. So he explains the Rabbi Chanan, and really it's a Rambam like this, that anybody that doesn't have shechit, any normal person that doesn't have something guarding him on the wrong way, has to realize from looking at the world itself that there is a creator. There is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created the world. And there's Midrashim like this, that the Minyan, the Goyim, Yisra, Mekiva, bring me a proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's somebody that created the world. So Mekiva said, first of all, look at this house. Tell me who created this house. Did the house come by itself, this tremendous palace? They said, no, a palace can't come by itself. Of course, somebody made the palace. So Alachas Kama V'Kama, for sure and for sure. If you just look at this world, how could you say the world came by itself? For sure, there has to be somebody to create it. The same way you look at a sefer, you look at a book, you see it's written there. Is it possible to say just the ink spilled on the paper, and because of that, the paper looks like a book? There had to be a writer, somebody went to write the book. The same thing, you look at this greatness of the world. You look at a person, how great the person is, how he functions, how his digestive system. You just look at the person himself, and any bar seichel, any person that has a little brains in his head, has to realize that there's somebody that created us. So this inyan of emunah, of believing in Hashem, is a pashtut thing. It's very easy to do it. The only people that don't do that is because they have sheichet. They have something bribery, something bad in them that they don't want to listen. They want to hear the other way. And that's what stops them. But it's possible to have a mitzvah, to have belief in Hashem, because just by seeing the world, you have to believe that Hashem created it. And that was the midah of Avraham Avinu. He was the first one that by himself, just looking at the world, he looked at it and he saw that it can't be by itself, but there had to be somebody that created it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, and from that he went to be Oved Hashem, to do mitzvahs. And with this power, he had the power to uproot other people also, to make them also realize that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to do his mitzvahs, to do the Torah. And how did Avraham Avinu make them gerim? Like, how did he convince them? How did he put them on the right track? Really, the Unktagram Unklis says over here that V'yos Nafshosa de Shabidu Liaraisa Bichorin. In other words, these people that he was Megayer, how did he do it? He put them under the all of the Torah. He learned with them Torah. It's because he learned with them Torah, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, that's the way he was Megayer them. And really, it's a Gemara in Avodah Zorah like this, that the Gemara in Avodah Zorah and Avtes says that Tonat Ve'Elio, Sheishes Alfe Shinin Hevi Alma. This world is going to be like 6,000 years. Is Shnei Alfim Toh. The first 2,000 years of the world, it's empty. Shnei Alfim Torah. The next 2,000 of the world is going to be with the limit of Torah. And Shnei Alfim Yemais HaMashiach. The last 2,000 years is the time for Mashiach to come. Then the Gemara says, Mi'emasai Hevi Shnei Alfim Torah. When did it start, the 2,000 years of limit of Torah, of learning the Torah? Min, from this pasuk, v'yes ha-nefesh ha-shirasa b'chorin. The Gemara says this pasuk, mashma like the Targum Nunklis, that this is the time that Avraham Avinu started to learn Torah, to teach Torah in the world. It's the way to keep a person, what just to be makid, just to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that's not enough. That's just a hakdama, that's just the beginning. But once you realize that, what do you have to do about it? What does that tell you that you have to do? What you have to do is listen to Hashem and do the commandments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is that? That's the Torah. So right away, that's when Avraham Avinu started to be mashpia, to learn the Torah on the world, that the people should start now doing the commandments, listening to the Torah. Like there's no two things, there's no half of a Torah. If you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so you have to believe that Hashem gave the Torah also. Because it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Bora B'Yaraisa, Stakel B'Yaraisa, or Bora Alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the blueprints of the world, which was the Torah. He looked into the Torah, from the Torah he created the world. So if you believe that Hashem created the world, you have to believe that Hashem gave us the Torah, gave us commandments what to do. This is what he wants us to do. And if you believe in Hashem, you have to do his commandments. You have to do the Tayag Mitzvahs. So that's right away what Avraham Avinu did. After he made the Gerim, he right away taught them the Torah to teach them how to do the Rotz and the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the first Baal HaTurim says here that the Pasuk starts off, Vayomer Hashem el Avraham lech lecha. It starts off with a word of Vayomer, which is Lashon of an Amiram. And we know the world was created by Asorah Mamorois with 10 words of Vayomer, as if to say that the world was created because of Avraham Avinu. And it says, lech lecha, Remez loy shetia ben meya. He'll have a son when he's 100 years old with the meaning of lech lecha. Lech lecha, 50, 100 years old. V'yoz eslo loy godol, shenel loy yitzchak. Another pshat he says is, what's the remez of lech lecha? Sheliyacha shetelch miyatzecha. Tichya kemini lech lecha. After he leaves, it will cast him, he'll live another 100 years. Like he left at 75, and he lived till 175, so that's lech lecha, you're going to have another 100 years to your life. Another remez, it says from the Beis Aaron, from Aaron Kalina, says in the pasuk, in the words of lech lecha, just of derech remez, that lech, when a person goes, when he leaves the world, is lecha, you have to make sure you take something for yourself. Lech lecha, whenever you go, make sure you take something with you. And we know, what do we take with us? We don't take the money, we don't take the kesev azov, We only take with us the mitzvahs and the ma'asim tovim and the Torah that we learned. Now there's the famous drush in the Gemara Psachim on Pasuk Beis that says, "Ve'escha l'goy gadol v'yavarechecha v'yagadol lo shemecha v'heye brocha," that the Gemara dashens, "Ve'escha l'goy gadol izel shomrim elokei Avram." And the first bracha of Shimon Esrei is called the Birchas Avos, that we start off first saying elokei Avram. Then the Pasuk says, "V'yavarechecha zel shomrim elokei Yitzchak," that we say elokei Yitzchak. V'yagad lo shemecha, I'll make your name great, zel shomim alokei Yaakov. Yochel the Gemara says, I would think yechaysimim bekulun, when we end off the bracha, we should say, an Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Talmud Leima, the Pasuk says, no, v'heye bracha v'cho chaysimim. We're going to end off the bracha just with Avram, we say, mogin Avram. V'yein chaysimim bekulun. We don't end off with all of them, we just say, bracha to Hashem, mogin Avram. Now, first of all, the question is, why do we have to say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov? It would have been enough just to say Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. How come we have to say a separate time Elokei, Elokei, Elokei three times? And really, in the Sharalos Atshuvas, Ponemiros asks this question, and he explains it like this: that we say Elokei Avraham, really, what we have to have in mind when we're saying it means that we know Avraham Avinu had a special midah. His special character that he exalted in was the midah of chesed, doing kindness to one another. So from his midah, his character of kindness, a person could come to realize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That's called Elokei Avram. Because of the ways of the avodah of Avram Avinu, a person could come to realize that there is Elokei, there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is Hashem. The same thing Elokei Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu has hid madrega, has his character of Pachad Yitzchak, doing the avodah, doing like tefillah, davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then through davening, through tefillah, through avodah, through yirah, a person could come to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the third midah of Elokei Yaakov, that's the midah of Torah, the midah of emes, of truth, through the midah, through the character of truth, and of learning the Torah, a person also could come to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why he says it separately, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, that each one of the three of us have their own midas, their own character, their own ways of doing Avodas Hashem, and through each way, you could come to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like really, the Mishnah Novitz says, Al Shloisha Dvorim Oilam Oimeid, Al HaTorah V'Al HaVodah V'Gimlas Chasodim. And the Mefarshim say, on Torah, that goes on Yaakov Avinu. On Avodah, that goes on Yitzchak Avinu. And Gimilas Chasodim, that goes on Avram Avinu. That means the world exists b'schus the Gimel Avos we have. Because each Av has its own character, and through that character, through that Avodah, we could come to realize the Avodas Hashem, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And that we say, V'heye Baruch Hu, we end off with Avram Avinu. Why do we only end off Mogin Avram? Why don't we end off with all of them? It's like we started off saying before. Because Avram Avinu, he was the first one to start it off. He gave the power in the world, like a ger, to uproot yourself, to realize the truth, to realize what Hashem is, and to uproot what you're doing before, and now come to do the Avodas Hashem. So when Yitzchak Avinu did the Avodas Hashem, and when Yaakov Avinu did the Avodas Hashem, it is because of the power that they received from the grandfather, from the father, Avram Avinu. So we end off with Mogin Avram, because it was all b'schus Avram Avinu. He was the tchilas of the gerim. He was the first one to be makir Hashem. He put the power into his children. And that's why they're called avos. Avos fathers means that the children have to go after the path of the father. Like really, there's a ton of the Veliyo that says that every single person has to say, Mosa yegiya maisai lemaisai Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. When will my actions come to the same actions of Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov? And even though we know we're not possible, we can't be an Avram Avinu, we can't be a Yitzchak Avinu, we can't be a Yaakov Avinu, so what do you mean we have to say when will our actions come to their actions? What it means to say is an Avos put a derech, a path, how the children should follow. That's called an Av, a father. He makes a path for his children. So the Avos made paths, drachim, how we should go. And we have to go on that path. True to say we reached the top, to reach the Madreg of Avram Avinu, we can't say we reached there. But for sure, we have to be walking on the right road, not on the wrong road. Which is the right road to go? That's the road that Avraham Avinu went, the Midas HaChesed, the road that Yitzchak Avinu went, the Mid of Avoid of Yerom, the road of Yaakov Avinu, the Mid of Emes of truth and learning the Torah. And Avraham Avinu was the first one to start the path. So all the other Yitzchak and Yaakov went on the right path. It was because of Avraham Avinu. That's why we end off the first brach of the Birchus Ovis. Fathers mean they made the path. How we should follow, that's because Avraham Avinu, he was the first one to make the path, and his path made it that the other Ovis could also make their path in Avodas Hashem. So that's why we end off with Mogen Avraham, as to say, it's all Bishchus, but because of their credit goes to Avraham Avinu. Then Pasuk Zayin says, Vayeru Hashem al Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avraham, Vayomer, and he told him two things, that Lezaracho Eten Es Eretz Hazois, that Eretz Yisrael will be given over to Klal Yisrael, and Vayivin Shom Mizbeach LaHashem HaNira Lov. Avraham Avinu built a Mizbeach L'Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like Rashi says, Al Besura Es Hazera V'Yal Besura Es Eretz Yisrael. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, now you should know you're going to have children and your children will inherit Eretz Yisrael. So for these two things, Avraham Avinu built a Mizbeach LaHashem. And Kliyoka says, here's the first time it says, Vayera Hashem El Avraham, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avraham, means like Vateros and Nevuah, and it doesn't say it before, at the beginning of the Pasha of Lech Lechom, because before he was outside Eretz Yisrael, he was in Ur-Kastim. Over there, the Shechina doesn't appear to somebody. Hashem came now, when Avraham Avinu came into Eretz Yisrael, now the Pasuk says, Vayera Hashem El Avraham, Avraham had his Nevuah. And then the Pasuk says, Vayetak Mishom Ohoro Mikedem Lebeisel V'yetoholoi Mibeisel Miyom V'yahai Mikedem V'yivin Shom Mizbeach L'Hashem V'yikro B'Shem Hashem. He called out in the name of Hashem. And Rabbeinu Bechaya learns that Vayetak Mishom Ohoro, he moved to a second place, means that now Avraham Avinu moved to the Har HaMoria, to the Mokum of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's where he built the Mizbeach. And then the Pasuk says, Vayikra b'shem Hashem, he called out in the name of Hashem. So the Ramban explains, he brings down that the Unklis explains that Shispawul Shom, that it just means Avraham Avinu davened there to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way Rabbeinu Bechaya learns is very good. He davened by the Har HaMoria, the Mokum of the Beis HaMikdash, that's where he davened to Hashem. But the Ramban says a little different than he says, Vanochin the Pshat is, Shoyekura b'kol godol. It means that Avraham Avinu screamed out with a loud voice, and he said, and he screamed out Hashem's name, Es Hashem Homodia Lakuslav Nayodim. In other words, Avraham Avinu was like screaming out Hashem's name to teach people who HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. They should come to know Hashem. And he explains the Ramban, like we said before, really, Kirba Urkastim Hoyimalamdim Beloy Ovi Shemaya. In Ur-Kastim also Avraham Avinu was telling people about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there nobody wanted to listen to him. V'yata now kishabo boretz, now when he came into Eretz Yisrael, sheftiach bo, that the Apostle said, v'yavorchem avrachecha. So now he went to teach people and to mefarsim elakus. He went to explain to everybody what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And that's this pasuk of v'yikra b'shem Hashem. And that's like the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu, he was the first one to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. He was the first one to cause people to realize, to accept upon himself the Malchus of Hashem. Like really in the first Baruch of Shimon Esrei, we don't say the word Melech Olam. And the Gemara asks, where's the Malchus? Every Baruch has to have Malchus in it. Where's the Malchus? Where's the Melech Olam in the first Baruch? And the Gemara says, since we mention Avraham Avinu, Olakei Avraham, or Mogin Avraham, Avraham is like Malchus. He's the one that was Mamluch, that caused the world to accept upon himself HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is really a proof to where Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal, the Rashiva Zatzal used to say, that in the Midas of Chesed, of doing kindness to people, there are two types of kindness. There's one, Gashmius Dika kindness, that's Lamaisam. You act nice to somebody, you give him food to eat, you give him things that he needs. There's another type of kindness of Chesed, he used to say, and that's in Ruchnis, in helping somebody else do mitzvahs, helping somebody else learn, helping somebody else do mitzvahs. That's called Chesed in Ruchnis. And he used to say that the Chesed you do to somebody in Ruchnis, and making him do the Avodah, be kind the Torah better, that's a big inyan of Chesed than the gashmis, than the actual chesed of doing kindness to one another. And the chura, the raya for this is by Avraham Avinu here. Here the psukim talk about what was the great midah of Avraham Avinu. It was the midah of chesed. He did kindness to people. And here the pasuk is saying, "Vayikra b'shem Hashem," like what was his kindness? That he was going around telling everybody, teaching everybody to be mamlech, to accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the ruchnis, to do avodas Hashem, to be mekabel the Torah and the mitzvahs. All right, turn over. Then in Pasuk Yud it says, "Vahi rov boretz," there was a hunger in the land. And Vayevad Avraham Mitzrayim. Avraham went down to Mitzrayim. Lo gashom ki chovet rov boretz. So the famine was very bad. And it says, but he came close to Mitzrayim. He saw that hinei no yodarti ki isha yifas marot. He said like to his wife, "Now I realize that you are beautiful." For hoyin, he was afraid ki yiro ischocha Mitzrayim. When the Mitzrayim will see you, v'yomru ishti zois, and say that you are my wife. For argu oisav yoisoch yichayu, they'll kill me and leave you alive. So Avraham Avinu made up, and they said together that Imri no, achoisiyot, you should say that you're my sister, leman yitavli bavarech, will be good for me because of you, v'choiso nashi biglolich, and I'll keep alive because of you. So Rashi says, what does it mean, leman yitavli, will be good for me, yitnu li matonis, they're going to give me presents. And the Shem Yishmul asks, like, is that what Avraham Avinu wanted, to take presents from them? Like later we see, after he won the war with the Malachim, he didn't take anything from them. Not even a shulesh he didn't take from them. So you see, Avraham didn't want to take anything from the Goyim. So how come over here it says that, in the man yitav li bavarech, that I'll feel happy, they'll give me presents. And Hashem Shmuel wants to explain that the Medrash really says, what was the purpose that Hashem made Avraham Avinu go down to Mitzrayim? It was because eventually, Klal Yisrael is going to be in Mitzrayim, and they're going to have to come out of Mitzrayim. So Avraham Avinu's going down to Mitzrayim, that made a derech, a path, that a mitzvah Hashem laid in the future generations, Klal Yisrael will be able to come out of Mitzrayim. So the pshat is that the reason why Avraham Avinu wanted to take presents now from Mitzrayim, that's going to give a koyach later to have a kiyum of the posik v'yachrei chen yetzor b'chish godol. As later, when Klal Yisrael goes out of Mitzrayim, bar korchach of paro in the Mitzrayim, they're going to give a lot of presents to the Klal Yisrael going out. So in order for them to have this power to get the presents later, it had to be that now Avraham Avinu accepted presents from the Mitzrayim. So because of Avraham Avinu's actions now, it was possible later that the Mitzrayim again will give presents to Klal Yisrael. So that's why Avraham Avinu now wanted to accept these presents from the Mitzrayim. And like this, it's very good why the Pasuk Tes Zayin explains, elaborates, like exactly what they gave Avraham. The Pasuk says, L'Avraham Hetiv Bavura, it was good to Avraham because of Sarai. The pasuk goes to explain exactly what they gave to him, because there's a zayir like this, that's the reason why Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim now, only for the purpose of taking out matanas from Mitzrayim, in order to make it that later on, Klal Yisrael, when they leave Mitzrayim, they'll also take matanas from the Mitzrayim. Now, exactly why Avraham Avinu told them that Sarah was his sister, and not his wife, it's a machlokes. The Ramban says that really Avraham Avinu did a chet. He did something wrong. Avraham Avinu should have had bitochen in Hashem, that Hashem would save him and his wife, and not to put Sarai into danger. By saying that Sarai is only his sister, that she's not married to him, he's putting her into danger, that maybe now the Mitzrayim will take her and live with her. So the Ramban said that really Avraham Avinu did a chet by not having complete trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Other Mepharshim learn it wasn't so much a bechet by Avraham Avinu's part, but rather that Avraham Avinu wanted that, like was saying, he should stay alive, and that the Mitzrayim should bedavka give him presents in order that later Klal Yisrael will be able to receive presents. So Avraham Avinu like was afraid, if he would have said he's his wife, like the pasuk says, he was afraid they would just go and kill him right away, and he wouldn't get any presents. So therefore he said, "You're my sister," in order that they would not kill him. And by being his sister, it could still be that she's married to somebody, her husband is not around, so they still won't take her, they still won't live with her. But our koponim, they can't kill the husband because they don't know who the husband is. So because of this, Avraham Avinu would get presents from them, but our koponim, he would not be killed. Agav, I once heard from Blazer Shashli to like once after Kasha and the Ramban, Like, how does the Ramban know to say Avraham Avinu did a chet? Like, the pasuk doesn't say he did anything wrong. Obviously, Avraham Avinu thought he was doing the right thing, otherwise he wouldn't have done it. It's like, how can the Ramban be, like, smarter than Avraham Avinu? The Ramban says that Avraham Avinu did a chet if Avraham Avinu thought he did the right thing. So the kids had just explained that there's a yisayd of yisayd Hashem liyareyev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes tells yisaydis to his yareyev to the people that he likes. In other words, that the Ramban says here, that Avraham Avinu did a chet, Havad the Ramban knew b'teres nevuah, b'teres like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. Like there's a yisayd Hashem liyareyev, certain yisaydis that the Rishonim tell us, that the Freedi could tell us, you can't ask how do they know it. There's such a thing as they know it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, that's how they could say a fact. Then after Shlishi, the pasuk says, "V'gam leloit ta'holach es Avram ha'yitzaynu v'okav yoylem." That Loit that right now was traveling with Avram, he also had a lot of cattle. Even though the pasuk before said that v'Avram kovid miyoid ba'mikna ba'kesav v'azov, Avram Avinu had a lot of cattle now, a lot of silver, a lot of gold. Now that he left Mitzrayim, he came out with a lot. But Loit also had, and the pasuk says later, "V'yihi riv ben roya mikne Avram ben roya mikne Loit." There was an argument between the shepherds of Loit and the shepherds of Avram. And the pasuk says, "Vaknani vafrizi oz yoshev boretz." And Rashi explains what was the machlokes, what was the argument, that the shepherds of Loit were rishoyim, umarim behemtim besoda sacherim. They let their animals pasture in other people's fields. They were over the isa gezel of stealing. V'roya Avram moichichem moisem ala gezel. And the shepherds of Avraham Avinu were nizer not to steal, and they're telling them to stop stealing. So because of the machlokes to steal or not, the pasuk says that right away, that Vayomer Avraham Eloit, Al Nosi Meriva Beni Avenecho, there should not be any machlokes, Halei Koloros Lefonecho, He Poreid Nomi Olai. Right away, Avraham Avinu told him, separate from me. In other words, not to learn to steal from one another. If you have a bad shoch and a bad neighbor that is stealing, the Yetzer is to get away from him, not to be mushpa from him. In other words, even though, like we said before, Avraham Avinu's midah was to mekarev people, to make people start to do good, but that's only if they would accept it. Now here, Avraham Avinu saw Lot did not accept the techocho. Avraham Avinu was telling him, stop stealing. He did not listen to Avraham. Therefore, Avraham Avinu, even though he was the Av HaChesed, he had mercy, he did kindness to everybody. Even to the Arabs, he invited them into his house to do nice to them. But like we said before, there was only Kol Zaman he could see, he could be poil, make their ruchnias better. He could make them become closer to Hashem, to do good. But when he saw a person like Loit, that after he told him and explained to him, still he didn't listen, he kept on doing his bad, he was like a Rosha. So the answer is, he poured no mi'alai. You have to go away, we have to separate. Like the Pasuk later says, and Lot chose like the whole district of the Yarden, and it says Vayisa Lot Mikedem, and Lot like journeyed from the east. What does it mean Mikedem? So Rashi says Nosa Meitzel Avram V'Holach Lel Marovish Avram. He left Avram and went to the west side of Avram. Another pshat Rashi says Midrash Agodo Hesia Atzmoi Mikademoy Noishalolim. Lot picked himself away from like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Omar, he said, Efshi Loivi Avram, I don't want to have anything to do with Avram Avinu anymore. For Loiv Eloikov, and not with Hashem. In other words, Avram Avinu saw that Lot was Rosha, was bare through and through. He did not want to accept anymore the Malchus of Hashem. Therefore, the Eitzer is our Pialocha. What you have to do is throw the person away. Don't stay next to him. Shochin Ra is the worst thing. And like it says in Pasuk Yudalid, that Vashem Omar El Avram. Now the first time Hashem like spoke to Avram, Acharei he poured Loit miimoy. After Loit left him, separated from him, and Rashi says that Kol Zaman Sheherosh Imoy, Kol Zaman Loit was with Avram, Ho Yohadiba Parish Mimenu. The Shechina, the Dibra, did not talk directly to Avram Avinu. So in other words, Avram Avinu did the right thing by separating himself from this Rosh Loit, that in order now the Shechina could talk directly to Avram Avinu. And what Rashi says is really for a Medrash Tanchuma. And the Mephoshim, the Ber Moshe, asked the Kasha on this Medrash, like the Pasuk already said before, Vayero Hashem al Avram, that Hashem appeared to Avram Avinu, even when Lot was with him. So how come now it says that after Lot left him, now is the first time the Shechina spoke with him? So the Ber Moshe wants to explain that the Psik, the Rapsi, says, The pshat is like Hashem was waiting to talk to Avram Avinu. And as soon as Lot left him, like right away Hashem jumped to speak to Avram. And it doesn't say Lashon of Vayemer Hashem, but it says Lashon of Hashem Omar El Avram, that Hashem spoke to Avram. In other words, Hashem was waiting to talk to Avram. He was waiting for this Rosh Lot to separate from Avram Avinu. But I call upon him, the Molei Ha'imer asked the question like, how come Lot went to bed? How come he turned to do so much bad now? Like before he was good, he was going with Avram Avinu. How come now he turned to Tabas Ruah? And he wants to explain that now when they came to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael has a lot of Kedusha to it. It's a holy place. And the klal is, Kol HaGodol Mechaveru Yitzroi Godol Hemenu. The more greater you are, the more of a place of Kedusha you come into, the more the Yetzirah is, the more it's harder for you to conquer Yetzirah. So now when they came to Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha there made it harder, made the Yetzirah work harder on them. So by Avram Avinu, that he was able to be Mezgaber, to win over his Yetzirah, the opposite. He became greater and greater in Eretz Yisrael because he was able to work over his Yetzirah. Mashenke Lot was not able to conquer his Yetzirah, but the opposite way, his Yetzirah conquered him, and therefore all he was interested was to go near the people of Sdom, even though the Pasuk says that V'yanshe Sdom Royim V'chatoim L'Hashem Yoid, but since the ground, it looked nice, the Gashmias looked nice there, Lot just went after his Tivus, because his Yetzirah was too great, he couldn't win over him. And the Maisataka, we see this in Eretz Yisrael, that either the people become like tzaddikim, become great, or else Rachmonis, we see a lot of fryer people in Eretz Yisrael, they go all the way down. Because the Yetzirah is very big there, so either you can conquer him, or else you can't, and you go all the way down. Then after Revi, the Psukim talk about the Muhammad, the war, Tavibi Mei Amrofel, Melech Shinar, Ayech, Melech Alosa, Koloma, Melech Elom, Yisidu Melegoyim, that the four Malachim had a war with the five Malachim, and it says that the smaller ones, the four, won over the five. And the Rashi says in Pasuk Tes, Arbo Malachim, V'yafal Pikein, Nitzchu Hamuotim. Even though it was four against five, the four won. Lo'idiyach HaTatitcha SheGiborim Hoyu. They were very strong nations, strong people. And Rashi ends off, V'yafal Pikein, even so, Lo'nimna Avroa Milirdof Achreim. Avram Avinu wasn't afraid of them, but he ran after them. Like it says later, they captured Lot and all his belongings. And the Pasuk says, Vayavai HaPolit, a messenger came, Vayadin. And the messenger told Avraham that they conquered, they captured Lot. And the Pasuk says, Vayishma Avraham ki nishpo ochiv. He heard that his brother, like Lot, was captured. Vayorek es chanichov. He took together. He armed like the people with him. Yelidei Beisai Shemoin Oso Shloish Meyois 318 Varyirdof Adon. And they ran after Don like to save Lot. And Rashi says before that Vayovei HaPolit, who is this messenger? Rashi says it's Oig Melech HaBoshon, that he was saved Midor HaMabul. And Rashi says really his Kavona was Umizchaven Shihorig Avrom. His Kavona was that Avrom Avinu should die in this war. In this war V'yisa Sora, he will be able to marry Sarah. So even though there were four great nations, four great kings, that they say they won over the other kings because they were so strong, still Avram Avinu wasn't afraid, and he went to fight them. And even though the Pasuk says he took 318 with him, Rashi brings down a Medrash that says, really all that it was only Elazar. And Rashi says in the Gemara Nedarim, Rabbi Seinu Amru Eliezer Levadoi Hoya, V'hu Minyan Gematria Shel Shmoy. 318 is the gematria of Eliezer. But all Avram Avinu and Eliezer went to fight against these four strong Malachim. Shlamaisa, this was a tremendous ness, a tremendous miracle, that Avram Avinu won them, and like was able to conquer, capture back Lot. And really the Gemara in Tainus learns, like how did Avram Avinu fight? What was his keli? What was his tool? What was his gun? All Avram Avinu took was just dirt. The Gemara in Tainus in Avchof Aleph says, When Avram Avinu threw the dirt like changed into swords, changed into bow and arrows, and killed them. That was the offer of Avram Avinu. In other words, this was a mechama mamish through Nisim that Avram Avinu was able to conquer these Malachim and get back light. And still the Mefarshim speak out that Lamaisa, if somebody sees this great Nisim, they see the Yad of Hashem, like how could you be kofer, it's a kasha on the whole stone. How was Stoim able still to do such Rab, Eini Hashem, that they didn't change after they saw such great Nisim? Like everybody in the world saw the way Avraham Avinu single-handed won over these four great malachim with miracles. Like you have to come to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And still, like later on, Stoim still stayed Ra, B'Eini Hashem, and the Pshat is Mefarshim say that if you go after your taivas, after your enjoyment, you just like close your heart, you don't want to see, you don't see. In order to see Nisim, to learn out from Nisim, you have to put your mind and heart to look into it. Like Kiseidir Hashem is doing Nisim to us. We say, B'chol Yom Tomid, Hashem does Nisim. Ba'al Nisech Hashem B'chol Yom, Hashem does miracles with us every single day. We don't realize it because we don't put our eyes to it. We don't want to realize it. If a person would want to realize it, he would see the miracles every single day. But the Anshei Sadoim, they didn't want to see it, they didn't want to realize it. And if a person closes his eyes, they still remain, that's why Anshei Sadoim still remain Ra, B'yenei Hashem. Now Agav, when the Pasuk said, Vayishma Avram, Ki nishba ochi vayorek es chanichov, that he like made the people with him, he armed them. It says Lashon of chanichov. So Rashi says, what does the word chanichov mean? Rashi says, chanichoiksiv, zer Eliezer, shes chinchoi lemitzvois, that Avraham Avinu was mechanachin, taught him how to do mitzvahs. V'uloshen has cholas kenisas odom. Rashi explains, what is chinuch? What does it mean to teach the children? Chinuch means it's the beginning of kenisas odom, makli lumonois, shuosid lamoid bo. Chinuch means you teach your son how to do the mitzvahs, how to do the right way, which is the beginning only, for eventually the way, shuosid lamed bo, that eventually he's going to stay on that track. In other words, chinuch is not enough just to teach your children when they're young and don't care what they do when they get older. That's not called chinuch. Chinuch means you teach them now in order that this teaching should stay with them and remain with them, that later when they become older, shuosid lamed bo, they'll stay with this chinuch. That a father has to say that all the life of the son, help, that the chinuch he gave him should stay with him, and he should always say to stay on the right way. Then the Pasuk says after Chamishi, that Bayoyim Melech Sadoim El Avram, Tein Li HaNefesh Baruchush Kachloch, just give me back light, but all that he owns, all the property you can keep, like I'll give you a lot of property, I'll give you a lot of riches, is Bayoyim Avram Melech Sadoim, Hari Moisi Yodi El Hashem Akel Elyon, I'll lift up my hand blushing the Shavua, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Koine Shemayim Varech, that created the world. In Michut V'Yatzroich Nal, if from a thread to like a sandal, V'Yim Ekach Mikol HaShaloch, will I take anything from you? V'lo Yisoyma, that you should not say, Ani Hersharti Es Avram, that you should not say, you were the one that made Avram Avinu rich. And like Rashi says, Shelo Yitoyma, you should not say, but rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hivtichani li'ashreini. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised me that he's going to make me rich. Shenema v'yavarechecho. And not that you're going to do it. And the Chazal, the Midrashim, talk about this great midah of Avraham Avinu. This is the kiyum of the Aseret HaDibros, of Lo Yisachmoid, not to have a desire what your friend has. If your friend owns something, not to desire it, not to want to have it, but rather to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives everybody what he deserves. What you own belongs to you. What belongs to somebody else is his and not yours. Here Avraham Avinu did not want to take anything from Melech Sadoim, as if to say, you're not the one to give it to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's going to make me rich, and not you. And from this, the Chazal talk about that Avraham Avinu was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Boilom, that everybody saw this Indian, that it's not Oitzim V'Koich Yodi, it's not because we do something, it's not because we work that we become rich, but it's rather because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives us. And Hashem gives you, it's yours. If Hashem gives me, it's mine. There's a tremendous media that people learned out from this Ma'is of Kiddush Hashem from Avraham Avinu. And this is the Pshat in the Gemara in Soita, that the Gemara in Soita and the Yudzayin Darshan and says, Dorash Rova, Rova Darshan, that bischar for the reward, Sha'omar Avraham Avinu, that Avraham Avinu said this, that in Michut v'yatzroich nal, I'm not going to take even a string from you, even a sandal from you. Ezocho bonov l'shtei mitzvos. Avraham Avinu's children, Klai Yisrael, was zoicha to have two special mitzvos. Lechut shel tcheles, there's the mitzvah in Atzitzis, to put a special chut of blue wool of tcheles, ul'ritzua shel tfilin, and to the straps of tfilin. It's because Avraham Avinu's midah here, we were zeicha to the mitzvah of tcheles and the mitzvah of tefillin. And the question is, what do these two mitzvahs have to do with what Avraham Avinu said? And the Be'er Moshe wants to explain it, that the pshat for mitzvah tcheles is blue wool. Chazal say is because blue is daimed to the rakia, is daimed to the yam, is daimed to the kisei hakavod. That when somebody looks at a tzitzis risim oisai, it's supposed to remind you of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's supposed to remind you to be mamluch, to accept a Kodesh Baruch Hu upon you. So b'schus that Avraham Avinu made this tremendous Kiddush Hashem, that everybody realized now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, is the one that gives everybody what they deserve. So b'schus that Avraham Avinu was mefarsim Hashem's name, Klai Yisrael was zeichet to also get this mitzvah of Tcheles, to realize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, to be able to have a zikaron of the Kisei HaKavod. And the same thing with Tefillin also. Tefillin also was a schus to be mekabel upon herself, the old Malchus Shemayim. That's why talk in the morning when we say Kriya Shema, we're bedavka supposed to say when we're wearing tefillin. Like the Gemara says, Haroitzah sheyikabel olav olam achos shemayim shleima. The Gemara in Brachas Andof Yudalit. If somebody wants to accept upon himself to do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, of olam achos shemayim, his yafana, first he should go to the Beis HaKisei, v'yitol yodav, then wash his hands, v'yaniach tefillin, and let him put on tefillin, v'yikara Kriya Shema, and then he should daven Kriya Shema. So the pshat is that you need tefillin for the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Tefillin is like an ois, is a sign that we're in ever to Hashem. That the pasuk says, "V'rol kol yam yoretz ki shem Hashem nikru lecha v'yorum imeka." That the goyim will see when we're wearing tefillin. They will see that we have Hashem with us. They'll be afraid of us. So tefillin is also a thing to make the Malchus Shemayim make us remind us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So b'schus that Avraham Avinu now with this tremendous kiddush Hashem of being mefarsim in the sinyan of Vaisachmoid, to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives us the riches, gives us, and not other people. What you get is yours, what's mine is mine. It's Hashem that's giving it to us. B'schus zeh, Klai Yisrael v'zoicha, the two mitzvahs, also to be mekayim the inyan of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. And then after Parshas Tezvov, the pasuk says that Achrat v'ormeilo ha'yidvar Hashem al Avraham b'mach zeleimor, al tir Avraham, Avraham, don't be afraid. Anochi Mogin Loch, I'll protect you, and Schor Chahabi Moid. You still will receive a lot of reward. And like Rashi says, that Avraham Avinu was afraid that after Hashem did a nest for him, that just him and Eliezer was able to win over these four great kings, that maybe when it cost Hashem how to do a nest, he lost all his reward already. He's like not Nechshiv anything. So the Pasuk says, no, Schor Chahabi Moid. Like the Gemara in Tainis says, that a person is not supposed to be Seimich on a nest, you're not supposed to daven for a nest. Because if Hashem does do a nest for you, you have to know you use up a lot of schusim for that. You use up all your reward. So here Avraham Avinu was afraid. So Hashem had said, don't be afraid. Schor chabi miyoid. And then Avraham Avinu spoke to Hashem and said, like, who's going to be? Where are my children? Who's going to take after me? And the pasuk says, Vayoytza yoytzi achutza. Hashem took Avraham Avinu outside. Vayoymer habetnu hashemayma. Look to the sky. Usafar hakechovim, count the stars. Im sucha and tucha lisperoisim, can you count them? Vayoy maloy Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, koi yi azarecha. You're going to have so many children also. The pasuk says, vehem in vashem, that Avraham Avinu believed in Hashem, and vayachsheveho loy tzedakah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted it like a tzedakah, a righteousness, to Avraham Avinu, the fact that he had his belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rashi says, v'hem, and he believed, means that lo yishol lo yis al zois. That for this, Avraham Avinu didn't ask for a sign. In other words, later Hashem told Avraham Avinu also, that in mitzvah Hashem you'll have Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael, and on that, v'yomer Hashem alakim b'me'eda ki Yerushenu, there Avraham Avinu asked Hashem, give me a sign, how will I know that we'll be Yashin will inherit Eretz Yisrael? And that Hashem said, the union of the Kabbonis we'll soon talk about. Here it says, Vehem and Bashem, that Avraham Avinu had trust, belief in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and for that alone, the Achshaveh Loi Tzedakah. And like Rashi says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Choshvo L'Avraham L'Schus V'L'Tzedakah Al Hemona Shehem In Boi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted it as if Avraham Avinu did Tzedakah by the fact he had Emuni, he had belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really there's a Medrus and Mishle like this that says, Kedoy L'Tzedakah. Tzedakah is great. Shebo nishtabach Avraham Avinu, shenema vehemin b'Hashem v'yachshaveh loy tzedakah. Now the pshat is, for the fact that you have belief, you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have emun in Hashem, that alone is considered as if you actually did a ma'aseh of tzedakah, as if doing ma'aseh mitzvahs. Agav, when the pasuk said that Avraham should go out and count the stars, the other was Klai Yisrael is daimed to the kechovim, to the stars, Hasevin of Baal Shem Tov, the Pshat from the stories, like here on this world, when we look up to the stars, it looks very small, it doesn't look so great. But Hashenkin, if it would be up in the Shemayim, in the skies, we would see how great each star is. The same thing, Klal Yisrael. Even though on this world right now, people are not machshir so much, they don't see the greatness in Klal Yisrael, but HaKol Ponim, Klal Yisrael is great. And Mitzvah Hashem, when they'll come to Shemayim, there they'll realize the greatness of every single Jew. Then after Shishi, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Elov Hashem, Hashem said to Avram, Ani Hashem, Vayomer Elov, Ani Hashem, Asher Hotzeisicha Meyor Kastim, I took you out of Ur Kastim, Lo Seis Lucho Es Oretz Hazois L'Rishta, to give you Eretz Yisrael. And then, Vayomer Hashem Olekim B'Me'eda, Ki Yerishonu Avram Avinu Esta Hashem, give me a sign, how do I know we'll conquer it? Vayomer Elov, K'chol Yeglu Mishleshes, Reiz Mishleshes, Vayom Mishleshes, Sarva Goizum. In other words, bring kabonis. And it says, Vayomili Avram, that your daya teda you should know, ki geyia zaracha beres lelhem, Klaius wasn't have to be a ger in Mitzrayim, the avodum vina waisam arba meyashon, they're going to have to work there for 400 years. And afterwards, vagames agoya shayavoidu donanuchi vachrochen yeshub chushgodum. Then they'll come out of Mitzrayim. And like Rashi explains that Avram avinu esta kodesh baruchu elu omalafonuv, how will Klal Yisrael be able to stay in Eretz Yisrael? Even though they do have Eretz, if they bring Karbonus, there will be Mechapur on them, and because of the Kapora of Karbonus, Klal Yisrael will be able to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Now, really, the Pasuk says that like I am Hashem that took you out of Ur Kasdim to give you Eretz Yisrael. Like, for what purpose does the Pasuk have to say that I took you out of Ur Kasdim? What purpose is that Nogeya to? Secondly, the Brisker Rav says that later when the Pasuk says, Vayomer Avram, Yodea Teda, you should know, is like, Yodea Teda is not Stam in Nevuah Balm. It's not just Stam Hashem is telling Avram what's going to be. But it's a Tanai in the Bris. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making a Tanai in a condition now. I'm telling you that I'm going to give your children Eretz Yisrael. But you know how they're going to get them? Only if they first do this condition, that first they go into Mitzrayim and there for 400 years, and then they'll be able to come into Eretz Yisrael. And what's the pshat? What was the purpose of this? And it could be really, that's pshat this pasuk, that Asher Tzeisichem Yerkastim, that really Avraham Avinu first came from Yerkastim. That means, like that we say really in the Haggadah, that Metchila Oiv the Avodah Zorah Hayaviseinu, that Terech Avi Avraham, there was a Sherish of Ra in Klal Yisrael. And the reason why Klal Yisrael had to go into Eretz Mitzrayim into the Shibud was to work and work out that Ra they had in them. And they had to work 400 years in Mitzrayim in order to work themselves over, like Chazal say, Kur HaBarzel, to purify themselves. And then they could first go into Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Pasuk is saying. I am Hashem Asher Atzitichem your custom. I took you out of your custom from the bad place. And I want to now give you Eretz Yisrael. But there's a condition before Klal Yisrael will be able to go and in Eretz Yisrael, first they have to purify themselves. So that's this pasuk that Yodea Teda, you should know, there's going to have to be a purification that Klal Yisrael will have to go into Mitzrayim and be on the Shibud there for 400 years. Then the Psukim talk about that Avraham Avinu didn't have any children, so he lived with Hagar, and he had a child called Yishmael. And after that, pasuk Yitzayin, it starts off the mitzvah of Milah, that Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that he should go now, that his halach lefona v'he yisomim. I want you to be complete. In other words, like Rashi says, his halach lefona b'mitzvah smila. Do this mitzvah of mila. Uvadovra zeh tiyasomim. Like this you'll be complete. Shekol zeman she'orlo b'cho'ato ba'mum. Kol zeman, you have the orla on you, you call the ba'mum, you're missing something. But now when you make the bris mila, you'll become complete. And then the Pasuk says, Beis v'etno b'risi b'ni u'v'necho. I'll make my covenant between you and me, v'ar be'oischa b'moid moit. And really we know the Mefarshim talk about what's the meaning of the bris mila. Is it just to take away the tumah of the orla? Or is it to give a person kedusha to add something to him? And the Beis Halevi says there are both in yonim. Like the Pasuk says, v'esalak l'fona v'he yisomin. First of all, right now Avraham Avinu, you're not complete. You're missing something. Since you have the orla, you have tumor on you, the inyan of milah is to take away the tumor from a person, to make yourself complete. And once you make yourself complete, then ve'etnov risi b'ni v'necha, I'm going to give you kedusha. I'm going to add something to you, that Mila is also Mekadosh a person, gives you Kedushas Yisrael. And like the Chinuch says, the Indian of a Bris Mila is to teach us that a person is not born complete, but rather it's up to the person to complete himself. Just like the actual body is not born complete, you're born with the Orla. You have to take it off, take off the Mum, and give yourself to Kedusha. The same thing the rest of your life. A person has to work, to say the work on himself, to give himself more and more Kedusha. In other words, to realize you're not born complete, but rather we have to complete ourselves. All right, we'll stop here.